Our guest today is President and CEO of ComEd. A few things you should know about ComEd. Number one, as I've mentioned, they're a great corporate citizen. And number two, I think that ComEd is an even better community citizen. Why? Number one, ComEd's workforce reflects the face of Chicago. Number two, their charitable and civic leadership, in my opinion, is second to none. Not only the City Club, the Black Star Project, the Chicago Foundation for Women, Casa Central, Back of the Yards Neighborhood Council, Chicago Urban League, Big Shoulders Fund, Misericordia, Special Olympics Chicago, to name a few. Our guest today earned her bachelor's degree in communications and theater from Miami University in Ohio and her law degree from DePaul University. Ladies and gentlemen, Ann Promaggiore. Ann?
All right, Ann. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Good afternoon. It is good to be at the City Club, the arena of big ideas, big players, and big plates of food. I will try hard to beat your metabolism to my punchline. Truly, it is a pleasure to be here, where so many gather to share ideas and shape Chicago's future. Chicago is a city with such rich history, and yet we're a restless bunch, always questioning, testing, and reinventing ourselves. As Mark Twain put it, she's always a novelty, for she is never the Chicago you saw when you passed through the last time. Chicago's knack for reinvention has enabled our city to rise from the ashes, literally and figuratively, time and time again. When a fire overwhelmed our city in 1871, we built a new skyline, dotted with the Chicago invention at the time, the skyscraper, and spearheaded new advances in firefighting. In 1929, when we experienced financial conflagration brought on by the stock market crash, Chicago responded by pioneering for the rest of America glass and steel modern architecture, creating new industries like fast food and new technologies like the automatic streetlight systems and ultimately the cell phone, and becoming the artistic epicenter for improvisational theater and urban blues. And if that doesn't impress you, try this. The remote control, deep dish pizza, the Twinkie, and open heart surgery. All here. Leading one to conclude that even the couch potato was a Chicago invention. And how about that reinvention story we saw play out Saturday night at Wrigley Field? Paula, that's for you. The Stanley Cup may have recently left town, and the Super Bowl packed its bags back in the disco era. But it's October, and it's still baseball season on the north side of Chicago. So Chicago doesn't just reinvent Chicago. Chicago has reinvented commerce and culture for our country. People have said of our city that we are the nation's primary meeting place, market, workshop, and lab, and that Chicago produced much of what the world now calls American. And if these nice people want to say such nice things about Chicago, who are we to disagree with them? This is a special city, and a city that once again finds itself on the cusp of reinvention, just like so many other urban centers around the world. By 2050, it's estimated that 70% of the world's population will live in cities. To make this possible, cities will have to develop entirely new modes of living, working, building, and of course, producing and distributing energy. Chicago's transformation is already underway. And I came here today to share with you ComEd's vision for how we can help Chicago with this transformation and win the 21st century. We have a lot of work to do, but the goal is eminently achievable. My confidence is grounded first and foremost in the city's long history of reinvention and innovation. We've done it before and we will do it again. We certainly have the necessary brain power. Some of you might have seen the Brookings Institution recently named Chicago one of 19 knowledge capitals around the world. But what is it that can set us apart from the other 18 capitals in defining and redesigning what it means to be a city in the 21st century? Well, the answer is simple. It's our neighborhoods. Chicago always has and always will be a city of neighborhoods, each with its own distinct identity and diverse perspectives and people. As one local historian put it, there seems to be a different Chicago around every street corner, behind every bar, and within every apartment, flat, college, or bungalow. And here's why that's important. In designing the city of the future, there will be no one-size-fits-all solution to our challenges, and there will be no one-size-fits-all solution for Chicago. Our energy system and electric grid must reflect this new reality as well. Our 20th century grid was analog and its product homogeneous, oriented toward churning out cheap, ubiquitous power mostly derived from fossil fuels. In the 21st century, the electric grid must continue to be affordable and reliable while churning out abundant energy. But instead of analog, it will be digital. The fuel sources will be increasingly clean and carbon-free. And instead of one size fits all, the grid must be customized, communal, and connected. Though Chicago is working, or ComEd is working to strengthen the entire electric grid in northern Illinois, our most exciting innovations are happening at the neighborhood level, where custom, communal, and connected have their roots, and we can address the unique needs and draw on the unique strengths of local communities. In the last decades, the northern Illinois energy system has changed dramatically, and much more change will come in the years ahead. But there is one thing that will not change, and that is that the electric grid will continue to be the foundation, the backbone for the region's economy. ComEd has provided the critical infrastructure of ComEd's culture of reinvention for 100 years. We are part of the fabric of Chicago's invention narrative. In fact, the business model and core technology for the U.S. electric industry was created in Chicago, and we have led in energy policy ever since. We led the nuclear age with the first nuclear reaction at the University of Chicago. More recently, under John Rowe's leadership, Chicago developed one of America's most robust energy markets with the restructuring of the electric industry in the 1990s. Today, we boast one of the leading smart grid modernization programs. Through history, this constant energy innovation has helped make Chicago an economic destination. Chicago was once the place where the most spirited and ambitious migrated to improve their lot in Chicago's steel mills and factories, working in jobs powered by the grid. Soon, we can become the place where clean energy leadership and invention will attract the one half of the Fortune 500 that lists sustainability as a major corporate value, where clean energy leadership and invention will draw the most innovative, just as factories drew the most spirited and ambitious. And no one has claimed this leadership mantle. New York is in the race. They are working hard to build a digital energy market, but they don't yet have the digital technology or energy markets. The big California cities are contenders as well. And while they have more technology than New York, their markets are no more robust. And for New York and California, their cost of power is double Chicago's. Clean energy leadership for the digital era is Chicago's for the taking. Now, fortunately, the reinvention has already begun, thanks in no small part to the smart grid legislation that enabled ComEd to make a $2.6 billion investment to lay the foundation for a smart grid. In the 4 years since that bill passed, we have replaced 3,700 miles of cable, rebuilt 26,000 manholes, installed 2,500 smart switches designed to reroute power around faults. In the most visible development for most of our customers, we have installed almost 3 million smart meters, enabling ComEd to know when you're out of power without calling us, locate system breakdowns more easily, and provide customers with more information and control to lower bills. When this bill passed, ComEd made a number of promises to the people of Northern Illinois. and we've delivered on those promises. We committed to improved reliability, and our reliability performance has improved over 40% to the best on record. ComEd is now ranked among the top 10% of large utilities nationally for reliability. This improved reliability has produced more than $1.3 billion in benefits through reduced costs on bills by having fewer outages to chase and reduced costs off the bill, less spoiled food, higher business productivity. We have also rolled out dozens of new programs to improve the customer experience. We were the first utility in the country to take outage reports on Facebook and Twitter. And last October, we launched the largest smart thermostat rebate program in the U.S. We host a smart grid exchange every year where we invite the most forward-looking energy technologists in to pitch their ideas on how best to serve our customers. And while we were transparent that this investment carries a cost, we managed our budgets, and last year ComEd did something we have never been able to do. Without legislative or regulatory mandate, we voluntarily sought a rate decrease. And, hard to fathom, but one was granted. Add it all up, and according to J.D. Power, ComEd's customer satisfaction scores over the last 5 years reflect the biggest improvement of any large utility they track. We promised better service reliability and affordability, and we delivered, but we also said that we would have an economic impact on the region. We have exceeded the 2,000 jobs we committed to, and we've generated almost $5 billion in economic activity for local businesses through ComEd's supply chain, with 30% of our total supply chain spend going to diverse businesses. Along the way, the program has helped launch and support the growth of dozens of small and local businesses like Trice Construction, MZI Group, Primera Engineering, PMI, HBK Engineering, and Paco Communications. The credit for this work goes to the dedicated 6,000 ComEd employees and the many, many business partners who worked with us to build out the smart grid. But credit must also be given to the policy leaders who designed the framework for the policy and the Illinois Commerce Commission, which adds its policy voice and provides governance over its implementation. In 2015, Illinois was ranked number one in the nation in smart grid policy by GridWise Alliance. So we're reinventing our physical infrastructure to meet the needs of the digital world and at the same time creating a roadmap to the next phase of energy reinvention. To smart, we now add clean. Clean energy for Chicago and Illinois. And it's very much an Illinois roadmap, as there's quite a disconnect between federal and state and local policy. Frankly, national energy policy is in flux. Efforts to price carbon have failed. The Clean Power Plan issued by the US EPA is challenged and will be litigated for some time. So states and localities are having to forge their own way. Every time we poll our ComEd customers, environmental concerns and clean energy issues score at the top of their priorities. Nearly half of the Fortune 500 companies in America have set sustainability goals, and three-fourths issue a sustainability report. Some, like Nike, Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, and Procter & Gamble, have pledged to get 100% of their energy from renewable resources. Even the U.S. Army has a sustainability policy. So states and localities, along with businesses, are the first movers on clean policy, and those that move the fastest and most effectively will reap significant benefits. We'll attract more businesses looking for clean and reliable power. We'll attract and retain more people who care about where their power comes from. And we'll be a natural destination for energy innovators, developing the technologies, hardware, software, and tools that can build atop and into the smart and clean grid. With its smart grid, Chicago has a head start on the competition, and now it is time to take the next step. For the last 2 years, ComEd and Exelon Generation have worked with a number of stakeholders in our state, including many environmental groups, on new legislation that can cement Chicago and Illinois' energy leadership. Discussions are ongoing. Nothing is final. But the key components are becoming clearer, and the latest version starts to look like this. We nearly double energy efficiency, creating $4 billion in energy savings. Creates tens of thousands of new clean energy jobs, It commits $1 billion of funding for low-income assistance, mostly through energy efficiency, representing what we believe could be the largest low-income energy efficiency program in the United States. It introduces a zero-emission standard that will prevent the premature closing of two nuclear plants in Illinois, saving 4,200 jobs and sustaining Illinois' foundation of clean energy. It will jumpstart renewables in Illinois with rebates, significant funding for both solar and wind development. It reduces the fixed customer charge for energy delivery by 50% and creates more equitable rates, giving customers more control over their bills. And it enhances the security and resiliency of the power grid, including the building of 5 microgrids that can connect to the main grid or disconnect to keep power flowing in times of events like extreme weather or security emergencies. These microgrids will protect critical infrastructure in the region, like first responder facilities, water pumping stations, and medical centers in Chicago, Rockford, and DuPage. This legislation will make Chicago and Illinois leaders in clean energy and resilient cities. And we need to act. We need to act because the benefits to our future are unassailable. We need to act because not all options remain open indefinitely, and we need to act because forward-thinking businesses and inventive minds are looking for their next home right now. Supportive legislation and system-wide improvements are, of course, the prerequisites for energy reinvention. But the application and effects of this work happens in Chicago's neighborhoods. Recently, ComEd opened up our first ever built-from-the-ground-up training center in Chicago. It's at 35th and Iron Street. 90% of the construction work was accomplished with diverse and local firms. The center is specifically designed to educate and train the energy workforce of the future, but from the start, we wanted this to be a community anchor, a locus for neighborhood participation, and this is what it is becoming. If you walk through the facility, you will see artwork on the walls from local artists with special needs, produce in the cafeteria from a community youth program garden down the block, a community education center for kids where we've hosted 124 field trips since we opened in January. And this summer, you'll see Chicago Vocational Public School kids interning and learning trade skills. And we're just getting started. Our next effort centers around our Chicago North Reporting Center, a 110-year-old building at California and Addison that we will demolish and reconstruct as a brand new building. We haven't yet broken ground, but we have started to build community connections through an internship program with high schools, Lane Tech, and DePaul College Prep. Our Bronzeville neighborhood effort goes even further. Bronzeville is being designed as a laboratory to develop the urban neighborhood of the future. We were awarded 2 grants from the U.S. Department of Energy to incorporate clean energy resources like solar and battery storage, and to develop a master controller that will enable the Bronzeville microgrid to share power with a neighboring microgrid at Illinois Tech, making it the world's first microgrid cluster. The neighborhood building features of Bronzeville include a community dashboard providing information about neighborhood energy activity, and we're participating in a community strengthening pilot with a very exciting local company called Innova EV to explore and pilot a car and ride sharing program featuring electric vehicles, and it will enable people to bridge the last mile, first mile gap that exists when riders find it hard to get to the nearest transit route from their departure point, or when they arrive at their destination. And this is just the beginning of the work to create the neighborhood of the future. All of this transformation of our energy system, of our neighborhoods, requires many Chicagoans to reinvent themselves, to develop the tools and the talents to be part of this new economy. Chicago is moving from a city of steelworkers to one of STEM workers, and helping young people with this transition is a priority of ours. When I was last here, I talked about our Construct program, which is a partnership with labor, our fellow utilities, and 25 construction companies designed to diversify the construction trades. We're graduating about 60 candidates a year, and 85% are achieving employment in the industry. We support a lineman program at one of our city colleges, Dawson Tech, and we have one of Dawson's graduates, Roy Hudson, here today. Roy? Roy is one of our linemen. And our energy force trains young adults from special needs organizations to spread the word on energy efficiency. Christian Salazar from El Valor is here today. Christian, say hello. But we know that true reinvention starts well before our young adults have begun job hunting. So ComEd has created programs that will engage our young people even earlier. We host internship programs for over 150 high schoolers in the summer. Last year, I introduced the Icebox Derby, our experiential STEM program for Chicagoland girls. We give them a recycled refrigerator. They give us back an electric vehicle. This year, we expanded experiential STEM learning to Chicago's Solar Spotlight program. We empower students to build solar panels and lights with the help of ComEd volunteer instructors and install the panels and lights in schools and community buildings. We've run spotlight programs in several schools throughout the year, and I thought you might like to have a look at these amazing kids in action.
Today's teens are tomorrow's workforce of the future, and across Chicagoland, they're diving into science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, through ComEd's Icebox Derby and Solar Spotlight programs. From teenage girls to aspiring scientists, recycled refrigerators to solar-powered race cars, for the past 3 years, ComEd has been helping girls shine with the Icebox Derby, and this year, it is better and brighter than ever with the 2016 Solar Edition. Using science, technology, engineering, and math, 30 girls turned 6 recycled fridges into solar-powered race cars, learning the importance of solar energy both in our cars and our communities, all to prepare them for race day and a career in STEM. Here's to helping girls shine.
I think it's important to tell girls that they can be whatever they want and they can do anything they want.
There aren't a lot of girls in engineering, and it's kind of fun thinking that I'm a girl, I get to do this, so it's kind of like a really fun thing for me to try to do this.
Even more kids dove into STEM learning through ComEd's new Solar Spotlight program. During Black History Month and Hispanic Heritage Month, over 100 high school students came together to learn about solar technology. They put their STEM skills to work by constructing solar-powered cells. Then, solar-powered lights using that same technology were installed in their communities, shedding a new light on how to honor our history, build our future, and work together so we all shine.
Coming to this program really inspired me and reinforced the idea of helping my community.
You wouldn't have, you know, the great people that we have today if you didn't have other people behind them.
It really changed my mindset to where engineering would be a career choice for me because I feel like it's something I enjoy.
These teens are ready to let their light shine through future careers in STEM.
The kids are great. So the kids you just saw in the video are our city's next generation of leaders. Undoubtedly, some of them will play a key role in transforming our region's energy system to meet the clean, digital, and communal demands of the 21st century. Chicago and its diverse neighborhoods are the ideal laboratory for reinventing our energy system, revitalizing our economy, and for ensuring that our region continues to set the pace. So we have a lot of work to do, but we move forward just as would our dear friend Paul Green, who was once described as de Tocqueville leavened by Mark Russell. We move forward with serious intent and a great deal of optimism. Thank you very much.
So, here comes some more. In the spirit of Dr. Green, let's start with a softball.
Thank you.
Carl Sinegri, who is a city, where are you, Carl?
Sinegri.
Oh, Sinegri. See, it would take Kevin to have to correct me on stage, right? MJ Electric, when ComEd hands out the Cubs World Series championships to employees, can you also include retirees?
Yeah, Carl, I'll put you on the list. Yeah.
This, that is a softball. John Brophy from the City Colleges of Chicago. Where are you, John? So I'm starting a new tradition. If you ask a question and you're not here, your question doesn't get asked. You know that, right? So I'm glad you're here, John. I just made that up.
He's running the top ship.
I don't know if I'm running the ship, but I'm just, you know. What percentage solar do you believe Chicago rooftops will support, and how will ComEd get there?
Yeah, I don't know that we know that right now. What we're trying to design into the bill is a support system for bringing solar in. I think we're looking at 1,600 megawatts somewhere in there mid 2025, somewhere in there. Just again, it's all in a state of flux. We're still talking about it. I think what you're going to see as we move forward is just a combination of resources. You know, we think the nuclear plants are really important. You have a clean baseload resource, something that's very reliable, you can count on 24/7. Obviously, wind and solar are intermittent resources, and until storage sort of catches up, you're going to only be able to count on them at certain times, so you always want that baseload. But I do think our customers tell us they want solar. We want to see it grow. We also want to make sure it works, on the system as a whole.
So Dave Lundy is asking a question, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase here. Illinois generates a little more than 40% power than we actually need. What are we going to do going forward with some of that?
Well, I think one of the things that's been discussed is the sort of transmission lines leading out of Illinois are not robust. And I think there's opportunity to change that. We have a lot of wind on the western part of the state. There's a lot of wind in Iowa also, and it kind of gets bottlenecked around Chicago because we don't have the transmission lines that can move it out to the East Coast population centers. And I think that's an opportunity for us in the future and something that's gotten a fair amount of discussion lately, more and more discussion.
I can't believe we don't have any more questions. Really? That was it? Because I have a ton. Cheryl, you know that I have a ton of questions, right? I could ask Ann questions forever about energy. I think it's the coolest thing in the world. But I am not going to belabor us. It's 12:56. Ann, thank you so much for your annual presentation.